Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The official clock at NHC, 8 o'clock Eastern. Let's get the latest information. Some of the stats with the latest update at 8 o'clock. Not much has changed because the storm's moving so slow. Still 120 miles looks like east of West Palm Beach, 165 mile an hour winds, still a strong, powerful hurricane over the Bahamas, moving west at 1 mile an hour. So this is as forecast. We forecast this thing to slow down and stall with time, just battering the Bahamas with those strong winds, the rain. Some of the rainfall totals could be 30 inches of rain, and also the storm surge. You know, you're talking 18 foot to 23 foot. Just devastating situation for the Bahamas. And the other thing to look here, too, is you're starting to see some of these rain bands start to impact portions of Florida. And in those rain bands, I mean, just incredible amounts of rain, tropical rains, and also high winds, 45, 50 mile an hour gusts at times in some of these rain bands. We'll have to watch that. And also notice the rain band over the Keys. We'll have to watch that with time to see where that stays. And you can get prolonged amounts of rainfall. Even in South Florida and Central Florida, you can get some of those rainfall totals to be pretty high in those squalls. So let's look at the forecast. We've been talking about this slowdown and the stall for a while, and it happened. It's this high pressure that we've been talking, steering the system to the west, has now basically collapsed, and the hurricane has nothing to steer it around. So now we're waiting for this trough of low pressure to pick it up to the north. The question is when. It's just a waiting game when we're finally going to turn this hurricane. So let's look at the timing. This is 2 a.m. on Tuesday, 2 p.m. on Tuesday, and then 2 a.m. on Wednesday. So very slow movement with time. And then Thursday at 2 a.m. and Friday, we're going to be dealing with this hurricane all week long. So we're going to look at some of those impacts in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas, maybe even up to Virginia later on in the week. Something to remember. So we look at this forecast. We pay too much attention to exactly where that center is because, you know, you look at the cone. The cone still stretches over portions of Florida. So a little wiggle, a little wobble can push this thing closer to the coast. And look at the size. Always remember this. This is about 120 miles out. You can see these tropical storm force winds. And around the center, the hurricane force winds about 40 miles. And sometimes they expand. We see that a lot of times, making this turn and changes in the structure. You get some expansion of that wind field. So portions of Florida, got to be ready for the winds. You got to be ready for the rain and the storm surge. Dangerous storm surge here. Portions of the coast could see 4 to 7 feet. And even if there's changes in the track, remember this, even if there's changes in the track, this storm surge forecast takes that into account. All these different tracks, bigger, slower, faster, smaller, all these different parameters of the hurricanes put into this forecast. 4 to 7 feet could be real dangerous in some areas. Rainfall, we always see this, and it looks like some of the higher values did indeed move a little more inland. Remember, that could slide back and forth depending on the track, so we're going to keep an eye on that as well. So this has been the latest information on the Hurricane Dorian. This is Ken Graham at the Hurricane Center.